like a good six.
No, 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 no.
Or five. 6,000 or 5,000 people.
Shame on you. I'ma take the wheel.
Literally. It's gonna be dark out. Jesus still yapping. They need to go get their own food. We're hungry.
Like, is that gonna work? The disciple is like, that's not gonna work.
You would be the person that would have that food, hey, because you always have food on you.
Too low.
If he knows everything, do we come to him and put it at his feet?
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college and adult life, and every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Jose.
My name is Marlon.
And my name is Fernanda.
Woo!
Yeah!
You had one job, by the way.
Brother Rusty can fix that job.
Nope. My name is Jose.
My name is Marlon.
And my name is Fernanda.
Woo!
Yeah!
Have you ever thought that you knew the best way to do things?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay,
so whenever I was in college, I studied theater, and I was in this acting class, and I thought I already knew a lot of things. But whenever you're an actor, you're supposed to receive feedback a lot, and they would tell you, I think you should go this way, or I think, and I was like, I don't think that's what my character would do. There you go.
That's okay.
Crazy.
Marlon?
I thought that I knew the best way to run. When I was in cross country, everybody tells you like a technique. You either start off slow or you go in all in and you pace yourself. But I thought the best thing to do, like reasonably, is just like start out super fast and then just start like slowing down a little bit. Well, apparently it wasn't the best thing. And we put that to the test and yeah, it was not.
It was not.
No.
Yeah. I used to think that I knew the best way to do like school and everything. And in high school, I wouldn't study because why would I do that? And then I came to college and quickly realized you do need to study. In fact,
yeah.
It did not go well for the first exams.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like,
whoa.
But yeah, we all have moments like this.
Yes.
Sometimes it can be any type of problem that we have. It can be, oh, I'm hungry. I'm gonna go over here. But then maybe like your mom is cooking at home and like here, there's different little things, you know?
Yeah.
A bunch of different things that you think you know the best way to do things or the right thing to do and might not be the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a little story for you.
Tell us.
All right. This is a little bit of a backstory. That way we know what we're talking about. But essentially, Jesus was chilling with a bunch of people. And then he was told about what happened to John the Baptist, his cousin, which Fer talked about in the last episode. So if you haven't seen that, go back and watch that episode real quickly. That way you understand.
It was pretty cool, Baba, by the way.
It was all right.
I said a good story.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
It was a good story.
So they told them what happened. And Jesus, obviously, was sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, what the heck?
He was
sad. That sounds like womp, 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 womp.
That's in fact what it was.
Oh.
Yes, that's the wrong moment for that. So.
That was a perfect moment.
No.
It was like womp, womp.
Yes, it was. It's like making fun of it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Shame!
Anyways, so he was told that. He was sad, obviously. So he decided to take a little moment to himself, you know? He took a boat because they're right next to the Mediterranean. I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's go on the boat, right? Because I got to chill out. So he left. But then the crowd was like, what? What just happened?
Jesus, we want Jesus!
Exactly.
Jesus.
So they started following him bottom foot because they didn't have boats. So
it's crazy.
After a while, Jesus is like, all right, let's go back to the shore. You know, let's go back.
So a whole different place. Jesus, he said. I'll give him Jesus.
It was a whole different place. He comes there, and then he looks, and then it's a bunch of crowds, like a lot of people just waiting for him.
Mm-hmm. Like thousands.
Yes, like a lot. Thousands upon thousands.
How many?
Like a good six.
No, no.
Or five. 6,000 or 5,000 people.
Shame on you.
What?
How old are you?
Good.
No.
Good 19 to 20.
Ah, goodness.
All right.
Anyways. And instead of him thinking, "Hey, this happened. I'm sad. I want to be alone." Nah, he didn't do that. He was like, "I'm gonna show a little bit of compassion." And he decided to go up there, and then he sealed a bunch of sick people in there. A lot of stuff. He did a lot. He healed. Oh. He healed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, this is when it comes down. We're going to read Matthew, verse 14, chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. Fer, can you read that?
Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, "They need to go away." Oh, that's not. But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me."
All right.
There you go.
Is there ever like a time in your life where you try to solve everything yourself?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
I'm an independent Latino woman.
It's hard to ask for help, you know?
Yeah.
It's like if you see something, you're like, oh, that's fine. I got it. And you try mm-hmm. to fix it. Chances are it's going to be like 10 times worse when you try to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So this is what happened here. So essentially, there's a bunch of people there. They spend like the whole evening. They're in the middle of mm-hmm. nowhere at all. People are getting hungry. The disciples talk to each other and they're like, all right, what should happen is everybody goes home. They get whatever they their own food.
Yeah,
and then some other day we're going to catch up, you know?
Yeah.
So that happens. Yeah. And they go up to Jesus, who is their like master. You know, they call him master. They call him shepherd. Like
teacher,
there's like teacher, like people, someone they look up to and they go, hey, you should tell them to like, get up out of here and go get their own food because it's late and they do this. So what they did was they thought about the whole plan. They made a whole plan themselves and then they go to tell their leader to tell the people that.
Said, Jesus, we gotcha. Just do this.
Jesus, mm-hmm. I'm gonna take the wheel.
Literally.
That's what they said. I'm like, bro, what? So yeah, sometimes we try to solve like all our own problems and maybe they thought that they had a really good plan, or maybe they thought that Jesus hadn't had, like, didn't have a plan.
Yeah, maybe they thought we're actually helping Jesus right now.
Exactly.
Or maybe they were just tired. They were like, oh, yeah, no, it's literally dark out. Jesus still yapping. They need to go get their own food because we're hungry. They're probably hungry. Everybody's hungry. So they just tell Jesus to get
that's another way they could have
been. That's interesting. That's an interesting way.
Well,
yeah. But, anyways.
No, but it's true. It could have been very.
But. Yeah, must someone in there must have thought about that.
Somebody was like,
somebody.
Oh my goodness, Jesus, stop talking. I'm hungry.
My feet hurt. Well, I sting in the shower.
Probably one of the disciples, but the people listening, they were there. They weren't going
They were there for
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
They didn't want to leave.
They were hungry. They were everything, and they did not want to leave.
They were spiritually hungry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyways. But God wants us to bring our problems to Him.
Yeah.
So, what happened, like, the whole issue there was people were hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The disciples said, they should go get their own food. But nah, Jesus is like, nah, bring me your problems. And the big problem was people's hungry. And the only thing that was there for food in the whole place, out of the thousands of people there, was a few little fishy. Uh-huh.
5 loaves of bread.
Uh-huh.
2 fish.
Two fish. So, yeah.
And we're trying to feed thousands.
Yeah. And it's like, is that gonna work? The disciple was like, that's not gonna work. Send them off out of here.
Math thing here. Yeah.
Somebody was like, that's my lunch, bro. That's my. I thought ahead. I packed.
Yeah.
That would have been Marlon, though.
Whoa.
Imagine if.
I would have.
You would be the person that would have that food because you always have food on you.
Too low.
He goes, here you go for a naranja. That would be you.
But okay, so they brought the food up to God to Jesus, and then he does with it is just he holds it, he looks up, blesses the food, he looks up to heaven, and he blesses the food, and he starts, hey, here, who wants this? Who wants this? He starts handing out food, and all the disciples start giving it to the people and everything, you know, and
following his lead
exactly. Mm-hmm. So what ends up happening is because of Jesus' faith in God that he will multiply, they ended up feeding over 5,000 men.
Yeah.
And that's just men. There were women there. There were children then there. But the Bible only says 5,000 men. So it's well over 1,000 people. 5,000 people. Yeah. Like well over that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is they still had 12 baskets
of leftovers. What do you mean over 1,000 people? Like over
5,000.
Yeah.
5,000 men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, they so had it was like around that. 10 so people. Was, some people get.
Yeah,
like,
that's yeah. only men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then add the woman and then add
mm-hmm.
the kids.
Mm-hmm. Like around 10,000 people.
The, maybe.
The horses.
No.
I was actually thinking of the animals too.
Yeah, the animals.
No, it says that they were on foot.
Oh.
So I'll see you then.
Mm, well, you're right. Thank you. Thank you.
I bet there was like a stray dog in there.
Dog.
They used to be following people.
Jesus would feed the stray dog. I know it.
But yeah, they ended up having 12 baskets of leftovers. So that's crazy how much
leftovers.
They were. Yeah, mm-hmm. they were given.
Yeah.
Like they could have taken their little panita to go home.
Crazy. Bring your own
I wonder,
pirates.
I wonder if anybody like dumped the whole basket. Like,
I, for my mom, for my
like,
grandma.
Well, I'm
for...
just saying, like, if there's like, if you get a basket and they keep putting like stuff out, I just dump it. You
know? Oh, yeah. Like, where right. is it all coming from?
So, the whole thing that we got to think about, like, with this story is, do we let God know our problems? Do we, like, come up to him and, like, lay all our problems, all our issues, everything, mm-hmm. everything that's going on in our life? Even, doesn't matter how small it is, doesn't matter how big it is, do we come, like, lay it in front of him? Do mm-hmm. we, like, seek his wisdom, his, like, you know?
Yeah. His approval?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, he's all-knowing. If he knows everything, do we come to him no. and put it at his feet?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we not?
No. Or do we not?
No. That's good.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for being here with us. You can find our videos every single Friday at 10 a.m. Fer, where can I find our stuff?
You can find us at all capital, all uppercase, ADAW podcast. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Please give us a follow. Like our videos. This will help these videos go further and reach more people. Don't be shy if you know us. Still like it. We'll appreciate
it. Still like it up.
Yes, like it. Follow, share, subscribe, everything. All the above. Turn that bell notification too.
Sound like 2014 YouTuber over here.
I'm trying to get the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone. That's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
And if you want to learn more about who Jesus is, you can go to followthatlifeword.org to literally, it's like lessons on who Jesus is and what he has done for us. And if you want to do it in Spanish, just add the /Spanish.
Spanish.
There you go. All right, see y'all next Friday at 10.
Woo!